The Army Research Lab is exploring the science behind cybersecurity. It's launched a five-year alliance with universities. In particular, they'll look at human behavior on the internet. John Pellegrino is the director of the lab's Computational and Information Sciences Directorate, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Tell us what the big questions are that you hope this alliance will try to answer.
Well, this is really a particularly exciting time to talk about cybersecurity and the science behind it and what's going on, because we've had a long history at the laboratory, a number of great scientists and great engineers working to defend our networks. And as we all know from watching the news, listening to the paper, and our own experiences on computers, the number of attacks, the number of people who just don't want to let people have a nice, easy time in that space are really increasing, and they have been increasing over the past 15, 20 years at quite an enormous rate. So while we've become very good at defending our network in a straightforward engineering applications kind of way, we really don't understand the science behind it and what the fundamental theory is so that we can design our networks to be much more robust and be able to operate our networks despite the fact that they will be under constant attack and there will be all sorts of people doing things from trying to get into our accounts and passwords and you name it, or trying to access our data. So can we operate through?
So when you talk about the science of cybersecurity, what disciplines do you want to draw upon? And because you mentioned in the announcement of this that you're going to study the human element. So is this a psychology type of science, or what disciplines is it akin to?
This is a highly multidisciplinary kind of research program, because we're looking at several different aspects. One is detection. Can we detect what's happening on the network? Another one is risk. What's the risk in operating a network given that there's malicious activity going on? And finally, there's cyber maneuver. And that is, can you move around in cyberspace, directing traffic in different directions? On top of that, you know, when it really comes down to, as you mentioned, it's all about people. People are the ones who use the network. People are the ones who defend the network. People are the ones who are trying to attack the network. So we've assembled teams of experts in mathematics, computational sciences, information sciences, engineering, and yes, social psychologists and cognitive psychologists to look at all of these various aspects together.
And, you know, this was not something when I studied psychology in college, which was a while back, that we even considered. How rich is the depth of knowledge and the resources devoted to this type of science of cybersecurity in American universities?
Not very. There are a few experts out there, but it has not really been a typical focus of effort, because you look back and you see all of the computer scientists and mathematicians and physicists and engineers, and, well, you know, we're not exactly known as the ones who delve into psychology very deeply. But that is a unique aspect of this program, where we're bringing that aspect very strongly into the program so that we can look at the project and the research area much more holistically.
We're speaking with John Pellegrino. He is the Army Research Lab's Director of the Computational and Information Sciences Directorate. So tell me about maybe you can list some of the alliance members and the particular research that they're going to do.
Well, we are very, very thrilled to have as a partner Penn State University and Professor Patrick McDaniel, who's one of the nation's and world's strongest experts on cybersecurity. Other members of the alliance are Carnegie Mellon, Indiana University, the Universities of California at both Davis and Riverside, together with the very deep experts, scientific experts in the Army Research Laboratory and our partners throughout other government institutions and in the Research, Development, and Engineering Command, of which we are a part within the Army. So that together will make a very strong team in performing research.
And does each entity have its own responsibility within the alliance, or will they, or will you all share sort of one joint project and work on it together?
I'm afraid the answer to that one is yes.
Okay.
Because there will be, of course, individual projects, but there will be many, many collaborative projects across all of the partners. Now, these collaborative projects will look to mix these disciplines, for example, using a game theory approach and framework to what we're trying to accomplish perhaps in an Army mission that would enable folks to look at all of the aspects of this so that you could get data understanding what a situation may be that a commander might go into, or data that a soldier is trying to seek. So I'm using mission in that very general term.
Mm-hmm. And do you plan any sort of pilot programs using either parts of the Army network or a simulated Army network so that's very specific to your needs?
Well, of course, what's going to happen is that the universities and some of the scientists specialize very much on the underlying fundamental theory. Now, the fundamental theory is extremely important, but we have to test and validate, does that theory really do anything for us? So we will have a whole series of experiments planned that work from the data that the Army has been accumulating over many years in operation of our networks. As I mentioned, we've been defending our networks for quite some period of time. We have a very solid base of understanding of at least how to nominally do that and the data that comes with that. So we will be taking that data and using these algorithms to validate, and any good research program is going to have applications and spin-offs that we can use immediately.
No, I was just wondering, not being a tech person myself, can you tell me about one perhaps a thing that you have in the works that someone like me might be able to understand?
Well, one of the easier things to understand, but more difficult things to do is wonder why, despite people have enormous amounts of training on strong passwords and not clicking on suspicious links, we all do it anyway. So from the psychosocial effect, and when we interact with our friends, colleagues, or Army buddies in trying to accomplish a mission, why do we look at these things the way we do, and how can we think about them a little bit differently?
All right, so clear that whatever you find, that's going to have applications for beyond the Army. Now, this is also, as you mentioned in your press release, this is something that you really want to be able to apply still 10 years, 20 years, and down the line, right? You're not looking for answers to immediate problems so much as something that stands the test of time as technology changes.
That's correct. Well, as you mentioned, this area really changes extremely rapidly. And so the Army has an overarching strategy to approach cyber defense. And our goal is, of course, how do we keep soldiers safe? How do we keep the information safe for our folks? And how do we make that all come together in something that we can work now and for a very long period of time? This cyber strategy development is being led by our colleagues in the Communications and Electronics Research Development Engineering Center, sometimes known as CERDEC, more familiarly. And we can take these pieces with the research and put them in as they develop. Some pieces, as you mentioned, will be very long-term because this is an extremely challenging problem to look at the problem holistically and design the networks to be much more robust.
John Pellegrino is the director of the Army Research Lab's Computational and Information Sciences Directorate. Thanks so much for joining us.
thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.